Hey, sales teams, are you okay? Thursday, the 10th of September 2020 is International Are You Okay Day. We thought it would be appropriate to reach out to all the sales teams who are out there navigating their way through the pandemic and acknowledge that selling is a challenging career at the best of times, and COVID-19 has added a whole new level of pressure that can affect our mental health and well-being. We have found that while some sales teams are thriving during COVID-19, many others are not and are struggling not just to meet their sales targets, but to learn how to adapt and handle a whole new world of selling. From learning how to prospect and sell remotely, including navigating the technology, finding new markets, doing remote product demos and negotiations over Zoom or Teams, through to dealing with distressed customers, which most people are finding tough. They're finding themselves speaking with distraught customers who cannot pay their bills or want to cancel contracts, close accounts, or do a special deal. Not only is the salesperson dealing with someone else's distress, they're also potentially losing customers, which is adding to their levels of distress too. Will I make my budget? What will happen to my job? And so on, are their thoughts. The mental health load is real and present. I've also heard from some senior sales leaders that many of their field salespeople, used to traveling on the road and seeing people in person, are reporting that they're finding the lack of in-person contact and socializing that goes with their job tough going and demoralizing. We cannot underestimate the impact all of this is having on salespeople's mental health, especially when sales teams are seen and expected to be the top performers and some of the most confident people in their organizations. Showing any sign that they feel down, distressed, or not coping may not come naturally to most salespeople, so we need to keep an eye out and ask them, "Are you okay?" We know it's perfectly normal to go through emotional ups and downs, to grieve over lost opportunities, to feel confused about our own feelings during times of crisis. This is why it is even more important that we speak about this in the open and see that we're not alone. I've spoken to hundreds of business and salespeople during COVID-19, with many sharing their feelings of vulnerability and confusion. On the sales front, some of the best things we can do to help sales teams navigate their way through the crisis and improve their mental health are: rethink your go-to-market strategies and sales budgets. Sales managers and teams need to look at what they can achieve during and beyond the crisis. This means working out viable go-to-market strategies that provide a clear pathway forward and give salespeople direction and purpose, as well as setting realistic sales budgets that drive cash flow. Then there are regular and safe sales coaching and support strategies. People need to be able to vent, to share their frustration and concerns. They need someone to talk to who understands their situation. This is where skillful and compassionate coaching by sales leaders is vital. Creating regular team collaboration and a can-do culture. Getting salespeople together to brainstorm what they can do, how to find new markets, and help each other through is very helpful. Knowing you're in it together makes a big difference. Establishing customer care protocols. Create protocols that your salespeople can use to help customers in distress situations. Knowing that we're doing what we can gives some form of agency to salespeople. Finally, our health and well-being. Well, we all know that regular exercise and a healthy diet are key to good mental health, so let's keep encouraging this approach as well. So, in the spirit of Are You Okay Day, let's work together and find a pathway forward and encourage good mental health. Remember, everybody lives by selling something.